Reading from Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita, Anilila, chapter 17, Pastimes of the Lord in His Youth, text number 295. Se inanda sute hot Chaitanya Gosai.
Se inanda sute hot Chaitanya Gosai.
Se balade eha nityananda bhai.
Se balade eha nityananda bhai.
Sainanda Sutai Chaitanya Gosai.
Sainanda Sutai Chaitanya Gosai.
Sai Baladevi Hanichananda Bhai.
Sai Baladevi Hanichananda Bhai.
Sainanda Sutta.
Sainanda Sutta.
The same son of Nanda Maharaj.
Same son of Nanda Maharaj.
Iha. Now. Chaitanya Gosai.
Chaitanya Gosai.
Chaitanya Mahaprabhu.
Chaitanya Mahaprabhu.
Se
Baladeva.
The self same Baladeva.
Iha.
Now. Nityananda Bhai.
Nityananda Prabhu.
The brother of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu.
The
Translation. The former son of Nanda Maharaj is now Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and the former Baladev, Krishna's brother, is now Nityananda Guru, the brother of Lord Chaitanya. Of course, we can say that Nityananda, how is Nityananda the brother of Lord Chaitanya? When Nityananda appeared from different parents, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu appeared from Jagannath Misra and Sachimata, and Nityananda from Harai Pandit and Padmavati, and they're totally different from a different family background. So when Lord Nityananda is established as the brother of Lord Chaitanya, it is simply an eternal relationship. It is, they are transcendental brothers because they are Krishna and Balaram, who are transcendental brothers. Next. Vatsarya dasya sakya tina bhava maya se nityananda krishna chanya saya. Sri Chaitanya always feels the ecstatic emotions of paternity, servitude, and friendship. He always assists Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in that way. We know that Lord Nityananda is about 15 years older than Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So therefore, 13 to 15 years. It's not surprising that he has that a little bit of a paternal mood, right, as you would have someone who was like 15 years younger, so like a kid. Young, need to feel like protecting. So paternal has that mood of protection, but at the same time, there is a mood of friendship, and of course, the mood of servitorship, because that is the difference between Lord Chaitanya and Lord Nityananda. Sevya Bhagavan and Sevak Bhagavan. Lord Chaitanya is the Lord who is being served as the Lord, whereas Nityananda is always the servant of the Lord. Prema Bhakti Diyatena Tena Bhakti Diyatena Basala Jagate Tare Charite Lokena Pare Bhujite. Sri Chaitanya Prabhu overflooded the entire world by distributing transcendental lotus service. No one can understand his character and his activities. Lord Nityananda is the Avaduta. Lord Nityananda, an Avaduta is a person who is deeply transcendentally attached to Krishna and who does not strictly adhere to all the rules and regulations, who doesn't really follow the codes of Varna Ashram. Of course, we understand that such transcendental personalities are above the rules and regulations. There are two types of people that don't follow the rules and regulations. Those are below the rules and regulations, and those who are above. When one is below the rules and regulations, it simply means animal life. Dvipadabhasu. It means that we just simply are dictated by the senses and the mind. Of course, in this particular age of Kali, that is not looked upon as so bad. That's rather glorified as, you know, we should be natural, we should not suppress our true nature. This is not good. So therefore, regulations are sometimes looked upon as suffocating, like Victorian. You know, Queen Victoria was very rigid, right? And therefore, at least so they say. So Victorian has a connotation of too many rules, too many regulations, very tight. And then, then after that, you know, now we are in the Freudian era. And Freud has basically given us the model of the pressure cooker, and that we are pressure cookers, and you have to be careful that you don't get too much pressure inside the pressure cooker, because it will explode. Therefore, just be free, you know, just be what you are. It's okay. Feel good about it. Except just love yourself and all these kinds of things. Now, we're not saying hate yourself, but which part of ourselves are we going to love? Which part of our nature, the higher one or the lower one? Bhagavad Gita makes it crystal clear. Bhagavad Gita establishes there is a higher nature and a lower nature. And the lower nature is not something to love. The lower nature is simply the nature which is dictated by the mind and senses. And where will it bring us? Where will it bring us? It will bring us into a network of birth and death. And therefore, just before taking prasada, we sing our favorite song. Sarira Vijaja, the senses are a network leading to death. We sing it with so much happiness. Sometimes you wonder, do people actually know the translation? But it is like that. So, when Lord Nityananda is an avaduta, and not following the rules and regulations, he's above the rules and regulations. He's completely controlled by love of God. Why would he worry about an ashram? He's in the mood of a power boy. He's got this red iron stick, and he can whirl that stick and throw that stick. And he challenges Lord Chaitanya and said, if you are indeed a power boy, then show it. And then Lord Chaitanya takes the stick and throws it in the air and catches it in various ways. Ah, yes, he's a coward boy. That's what coward boys can do. They know about sticks. So, like that, completely transcendental. No. But Nityananda is particularly the one who gives mercy to anyone and everyone. It is mentioned that Nityananda is always intoxicated because he is the servant. See, there is a greater taste in being the servant than in being served. And therefore, Nityananda is more ecstatic even than Lord Chaitanya. Therefore, Nityananda says, is so ecstatic that he is intoxicated, he's drunk. And when you are drunk, you don't completely see clear. At least in the cartoons, they show people seeing double and all these things when they're drunk. What to say? So he's intoxicated, and therefore he cannot see who is qualified, who is not qualified. and gives the mercy to anyone and everyone. That's Nityananda. Nityananda, therefore, is not considering someone's fallen condition. He is considering the little spark of devotional service. Not that. The little spark, the little inclination in a person, the tiny bit of devotion that is there in a person, you can find it. And that's the art. And Prabhupada said, we have to find that. We have to find in the devotee in someone. There is a devotee in everyone. And we just, it may be covered under layers of like Dracula and other such varieties, but somewhere, there's a devotee. So one has to, in this way, engage people in the service of Krishna. Preaching is not about convincing people. Yes, that also we can try, right? But that takes time. Therefore, it's about engaging people somehow or other. Yes. Whatever you say, yes. Meanwhile, can you just pass that box? Oh, yeah, thank you. Okay. Some devotional service has started. So somehow or other. I remember Sankirtan devotees who used to be on the street distributing books, and then someone would say, and they were like in regular clothes, you know, the forerunners of Krishna West. And so they were on the street like that. And then the people would say, you're Hare Krishna. Yeah? And then they would say, what? And then people would say it again, Hare Krishna, to make him say it twice. That's a sankirtan body. That was the spirit of the day, you know. What? That was the standard response if someone said, you're Hare Krishna. What? So, somehow or other, engage people unknowingly. Agyata Sukriti. Unknown spiritual benefit, unknowingly serve Krishna, no idea, but serving Krishna nonetheless, and the change will take place. So Nityananda is very open to deal with anyone and everyone, and it's not that anyone is disqualified just because they are degraded. Many people are extremely degraded. But in that spirit, this movement is spreading. You know, we have prison preaching, to name something. I went for a prison preaching program in India, in Agra, in the jail of Agra. So they, at the end, they had this thing lined up where I was standing on a stage and I had to give out prasadam to all the prisoners who were lining up. So, you know, it was a setup because my feet were raised on a raised platform, sort of at hand height, you know. So I think this is not good, you know. So there was a huge harmonium, so it's like, you know, okay, we put the harmonium like a wall in front of my feet, right? Because otherwise, you know, I'm going to get a lot of karma here today. I thought it's not a good idea. Anyway, and then as I was giving the sweets, then I gave the sweets to some, and then a hand would go around the harmonium and take the dust away. Those were the thieves. They were expert. They knew exactly how to do it. That was interesting. But somehow or other, all right, we must do. And then say, yes, but what about all that karma when we are dealing with such kind of people? We take karma. What about that? We just pray to Lord Chaitanya, Lord Nityananda, protect us from all this. Somehow or other, my Lord, I'm doing this to spread Krishna consciousness. Although I don't know if I have the strength to deal with all this karma. So, my Lord, I'm depending on you. You decide how much I have to deal with or not, but please protect. Sakyadasa duibhava sahajitahar kamo pramukorena tare guru vyavahar. His natural emotions were always on the platform of fraternity and servitude, but the Lord sometimes treated him as his spiritual master. Oh, this is, wait a minute, I think we jumped to one later. I'm sorry, maybe I, yes, I missed the verse. Okay, what's going on? Adi Charchari Gursai Bhakti Avatar Krishna Avatariya Kaila Bhakti Raprachar. Srila Advaita Acharya Prabhu appeared as an incarnation of a devotee. He is in the category of Krishna, but he descended to this earth to propagate devotional service. And then we went to the next verse. His natural emotions were always on the platform of fraternity and servitude, but the Lord sometimes treated him as his spiritual master, because he was, after all, the direct disciple of Madhavendra Puri. Now, just going back a little bit, we go to Lord Nityananda. And who is the spiritual master of Lord Nityananda? Apparently, some would say that Lord Nityananda is also a disciple of Madhavendra Puri. The Bhakti Ratnakar is actually stating that he is a disciple of the spiritual master of Madhavendra Puri, which makes him even senior to Advaita Acharya. So if Lord Chaitanya was worshipping Advaita Acharya as a spiritual master, then why wasn't he worshipping Nityananda as a spiritual master, who was either as a disciple of Madhavendra Puri, which some say, which we don't think is true, or was a disciple of Lakshmipati Tirtha? And that is described in detail. The whole initiation in the Bhakti Ratnakar, the whole initiation is described in detail, how it took place and so on. So, although Srila Bhaktisiddhanta says that the Bhakti Ratnakar is not always historically correct, so that's why I put a slight question mark. But this is not just a vague reference, it's like half a chapter. So that looks like kind of substantial. So why didn't Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu then worship Nityananda as his spiritual master as well? Well, we remember that when Lord Chaitanya and Lord Nityananda were invited by Advaita Acharya for prasadam, that there was that incident of, there was an enormous quantity of prasadam, and Lord Chaitanya was saying, how can a human being eat so much? And please give us just a little bit, right? And Lord Chaitanya would just say, and Lord Advaita Acharya would say, I know very well who you are, and I know, that in Puri you are eating 56 times a day, so, there's no difficulty at all. You can eat huge quantities, and then Nityananda was saying the opposite, what is this? We're invited for lunch, and we're getting only such a little bit, and then, huge quantities, enormous, and such little bit we're getting, and again we have to go hungry. And then an argument comes about between Lord Chaitanya, and who is this Avadhuta anyway? Nobody really knows his caste, nobody really knows where he comes from. He's just some obscure personality, Who is he actually to even be here, as a guest? Maybe he's not qualified at all. So that was the issue, that Nityananda Avadhuta, his background was not clear. Nobody knew who his guru was. Nobody knew what kind of family background he came from. Of course, his father and mother are Harai Pandit. He was actually from a high-class family, not from some low-class family, but Nityananda, his past was not known to everyone. He was an Avadhuta, one who was also not keeping any standard. That was a Advaita Acharya's point. He doesn't keep any standard, and he keeps the company of low-class men. So in this, therefore, Nityananda publicly didn't have this role of seniority. But, Advaita Acharya was a Varendra Brahmana, which is a very exalted class of Brahmanas. a class of brahmanas who have maintained high standards within their families. Because you see, in India, caste consciousness goes quite far, and they know everything about particular brahmanas. There's some families that kept high standards, some families became a little compromised, some families they became the priests of Vaishyas who were not following so strictly, and you know, they sometimes accepted something. So these kind of brahmanas were suspicious. But a Varendra Brahmana is like very strict high class Brahmana, Advaita Acharya. Very much respected. Of course, Advaita Acharya then also did outrageous things, like associating with this Muslim, Haridas. And then even the Shada ceremonies, offering it to a Muslim first, and all the brothers, like, you know. But no one could stand up to him, because he was extremely learned. And if you argued him, he'd slap you around the ears with the Shastra. He was just, like, too powerful. And he was also physically very powerful. His voice was so loud. And he's also known as Advaita Simha, Advaita the lion, because his voice was so loud. It is said that the devotees would engage in kirtan, and one day Lord Chaitanya said, today we will not chant Hare Krishna. No. Today we'll chant the name of Gauranga. And everyone said, oh, that's a very good idea. Yes, let's do it. But they were a little afraid, because they knew that Lord Chaitanya didn't like it. But Advaita Acharya said, it will be all right, we'll do it. And everyone said, yes, we'll do it. But then Advaita Acharya said, but I will not sing, because I sing so loud. When I sing, everyone becomes afraid. So I will dance. So everyone's thinking, you know, yeah, we've got to sing, and we get the name of Gauranga, and we get in trouble. And he's dancing. But then in the middle of the dancing and the singing, it just burst out of Advaita Acharya's heart anyway. And he just started chanting. He composed this song. I haven't memorized the song, but the song is there in the Chaitanya Bhagavat. We can just read the song. He wrote a song glorifying Lord Chaitanya. So like this, I'm not good at memorizing things. I mean, you know, brain like a sieve, memory like a sieve. So what to do? But in this way, Advaita Acharya also glorified Lord Chaitanya, because that was his desire. But rather the opposite would happen. Lord Chaitanya would glorify him. And that was sometimes difficult to tolerate. Let's look at what the next verse will bring us. Shiva Sadi Jatan Mahaprabhu Bhaktagan Nija Nija Bhava Kore Nash Chaitanya Sevan. All the devotees of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, headed by Shiva's Thakur, have their own emotional humors in which they render service to him. This verse may... we can look at it for a moment. Pandita Gasai Adi Jare Jai Ras Sei Sei Rasa Prabhu Haya Tare Vas. Personal associates like Gadadhar, Sarup Damodar, Ramananda Roy, and the six Goswamis, headed by Rupa Goswami, are all situated in their respective transcendental humors. Thus the Lord submits the various transcendental mellow positions. So what to think about of this is Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu entering in different rasas with different devotees. And You know, so some may have a little bit of a parental mood, some may have a bit of a friendship mood. But what about Madhuryaras? I said, yes. Yes, a certain class of devotees said, yes, Madhuryaras, yes, that is there. So this is referred to as Gauranagar, where one is seeing Chaitanya Mahaprabhu as Krishna and then the devotees and some of them then in Madhuryaras as gopis and then having that kind of relationship. And then there's Gadadhar, and Gadadhar is representing, he is representing Srimata Radharani. So then Gaura Gadadhar, so then there is the, then they make it that it's not Chaitanya and Nityananda, but it's Gaura Gadadhar, which is the real thing the Panchatattva is all about. This, but Srila Bhakti Siddhanta very strongly spoke out against this Gauranagar understanding. And he pointed out that, no, that's not the case. His disciple, Bhakti Raksak Sridhar Maharaj, who spent a lot of time in the association of Srila Bhakti Siddhanta, he points out that Srila Bhakti Siddhanta explained it as follows. He said that when Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu appeared in this world, he appeared in the mood of Srimati Radharani. And therefore, Radharani appeared as Gadadhar. But there was nothing left for Radharani, because Chaitanya Mahaprabhu took the whole mood of Radharani, that left-wing mood, that rebellious mood, that challenging mood that Radharani has towards Krishna. That was all there. So Gadadhar became like a shadow. That's why Gadadhar appeared on Amavasya, which was yesterday. And that is why Gadadhar appears on the dark moon, because he remains hidden, obscured. And Gadadhar then, Radharani, Gadadhar is only, is not displaying that mood of Radharani at all. Gadadhar is simply in the mood of a humble servant, in the background. And there are no pastimes with Gadadhar in the foreground. But what is it then about this worship of Gaura Gadadhar? Because in Swananda Sukha Kunja, there where Bhaktivinoda Thakur had his bhajan kutir in Godrum, there the deities are Gaura Gadadhar. And what do we do with that? And in the yoga pit, they've also installed deities of Gaura Gadadhar. So what is this Gaura Gadadhar worship in our sampradaya? Is it bona fide or is it off? Now, I want to know. Well, Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur writes a bhajan. And in that bhajan, he writes, it's like a conjugal bhajan about Gaura Gadadhar. And he's describing how Gaura Gadadhar, right, are none other than Radha Madhav. And then he's describing when this conjugal element comes, is awoken, then they transform into Radha Madhav. Yeah. It's not there. It's between Gaura and Gadadhar. It's not active. So there's nothing like that. Yeah. So this Madhurya Ras is not really there. Everything, every devotee is in that mood of servant. And the Dasya mood in relation to Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is the predominant mood. We may see in Lord Nityananda and Advaita Acharya some fraternity, but all the other devotees are basically in the servitorship mood. That we understand. But by entering into the pastimes of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, we will focus on Lord Chaitanya, on Lord Krishna, and we'll enter into the pastimes of Lord Krishna, and then these other rasas will be awakened. And in this way, by going through Lord Chaitanya, we can approach the most difficult rasa. It is said that amongst rasas there is the Sambandha Rupa and the Kama Rupa. It says Sambandha Rupa are all the other four rasas, such as Dasya, Sakya, Santa, Dasya, Sakya, and Vatsalya. And then Madhurya is known as Kama Rupa. And that is very very complicated, because it resembles lust. The gopis, they dress to kill. They all assist Srimati Radharani and dress her up like, you know, I mean, and she's like, they dress her up for a purpose, you know what I mean? They don't just dress her up to make her look beautiful. They dress her up to just drive Krishna mad. That's the aim. And they spend a lot of time on the tilak. Right? Of course, she has a dot, right? You know, but it's not just a dot, you know. I mean, it takes a long time to decorate that dot. These kind of books, these kind of descriptions we find in the books of the Goswamis. So this Kama Rupa or Kama Nuga is difficult to understand, very difficult to understand, because it reminds us of our own amorous moments in this world. Therefore, we tend to see these pastimes through our own experiences, and therefore it's very difficult to understand it in full. Even if we theoretically understand, no, it's not like that. Even if we understand the verse, Admendriya Priti Vanchitara Bolikam, Krishnendriya Priti Chidara Premanam, that when it is about satisfying our own senses, then you speak of lust. When it's about satisfying the senses of Krishna, then you speak about love. All right, we understand that it's about satisfying the senses of Krishna, but it's still difficult to understand fully, because we don't have that love for Krishna. So as long as we don't have that love for Krishna, then we cannot fully understand. Just like, give the example, children, they cannot understand what the sexual activities of adults are all about. Yeah? It's like beyond them. They may have an idea, but you know they cannot understand until they are adults. And so in the same way, one can have an idea of this Madhurya Ras, but one cannot fully understand it until one has love of God. Yeah, just that we get it all in perspective. And therefore it is said that it is dangerous because it may to go in this prematurely. We are reading about it, we're finding out, but it's dangerous because we will be attracted, but we will not be fully satisfied by it. See, we go to the pastimes of Radha and Krishna and intimate embraces, and it's intriguing the mind, but it is not enough to satisfy the mind of a conditioned soul fully. And then we'll start to look again for our own sense gratification. So then, after a while, this Madhurya Ras will awaken our own lusty desires. And that is how Sahajism comes about. That's how one comes to Sahajism, if one goes too much into the rasika aspect of bhakti without having the actual love for Krishna. That's why Srila Prabhupada gave us a little bit of reservation in this regard. Don't close the eyes. He gave us a little reservation in this regard. Because our love is still so conditioned. Yeah? It is still love directed towards material things, which transforms that into lust. So, therefore, have to be careful. But if we go simply into the pastimes of Lord Chaitanya and we serve Lord Chaitanya and just get into that mood of serving him. Serving him means more than just cleaning the temple, but serving means Harinam Sankirtan, getting involved in Sankirtan. And Sankirtan means Sangha, means congregational chanting. It means to engage others in chanting. And when we just get into that mood, then, and we focus more and more on Lord Chaitanya chanting. Well, what is Lord Chaitanya focused on? On Krishna and his pastimes and so on. So that brings us there. But then in the proper service attitude. So that is our path. Therefore, it is not Vraja Prem. It is not Vraja Prem that we are so focused on or so much entering. It is not Vrindavan, Vrindavan, oh Vrindavan, right? It's Mayapur. It's really, it's Mayapur. It's Mayapur that is our Dham. Through Mayapur we go in. It's Krishna and Balaram on the central altar. And what does Srila Prabhupada write in Vrindavan? Krishna and Balaram on the central altar. Why? Why is he on the altar? Because they're non-different from Gauranitai, Prabhupada writes in the purports to Chaitanya Charitamrita. Because without them, what are we going to do in Vrindavan? Radhe, Radhe, Radhe. And you know, like, I mean, we're millions and millions of generations of Vaishnavas removed from Srimati Radharani, Gopi, Bharata, Pada, Kamali, Yuva, Dasana, 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 Dasana. I could go on the rest of the class with that, you know, and would still not come to the position where we are. Because that's, I mean, everybody, we all know where we came from. Kali Yuga. The age of weakness. The age of weakness. What can be said? Some may have been born with some more principles than others, but no one is free from the weakness. The weakness has set in. Therefore, Krishna and Balaram, Gauranitai. It is through Krishna and Balaram that we enter into Vrindavan, through the mercy of Gauranitai that we enter into Vrindavan. And that doesn't mean that that's the entrance, the gateway. It means that every step of the way, the mercy of Gauranitai is with us, and that we turn to them every step of the way. Just like Prabhupada is, okay, our step towards Gauranitai. And we come in through the Prabhupada gate, and then we are in Vrindavan, and every moment in Vrindavan, we are only qualified to be there by being a follower of Prabhupada. And the moment we stop being a follower of Prabhupada, our qualification is gone. And he is our adhikar. He is our adhikar. He is our qualification. He is our authorization. The word adhikar is interesting because the word adhikar gives you qualification, is one translation, a certain level of qualification. But adhikar also means authorization. Yeah? So you get a certain level of authorization. The Kanista adhikar gets a certain level of authorization to enter into Krishna's pastimes. The Madhyam adhikari gets a certain level of authorization to enter, you know. Yeah, access denied. Try again. Is it a capital? Is it like, you know, it's like, is the spelling right? You know, go around it. Is it AU or OU? You know, it's like one of these things, you know, it's like capital here, capital there. Is there a space? No space. Access denied. You know? The adhikar is not there. The adhikar has to be there. So, in this way, different dimensions, that one can enter. So the dimension of pure love of God is the dimension of Vrindavan. So how can we enter Vrindavan? Only by the mercy of Gauranga. And how can we get the mercy of Lord Gauranga? By serving Lord Nityananda. And how do we get the mercy of Nityananda? By serving Srila Prabhupada, right? And in the Juna Maharaj was saying, we get the mercy from Krishna by turning to Lord Gauranga. We get the mercy of Lord Gauranga from Lord Nityananda. We get the mercy of Lord Nityananda by preaching to Jagai and Madai. And Prabhupada shows that. So, all that is something to... but it's not at all that we're not entering into this Vrindavan mood. But first, to do something. First, do something for Lord Chaitanya. Do something to push on this movement. Do something. Then it will come naturally, because Lord Chaitanya will bring us to Krishna and all his sweetness. But if we immediately go to Krishna's sweetness, today it's Krishna's sweetness, and tomorrow it's some material sweetness. Sweetie. Therefore, that mood of service to Lord Chaitanya, to his mission, is very safe. And Prabhupada organized things. He organized Lord Chaitanya's mood. He gave us a program. He gave us programs to preach. Any questions or comments?
You're making the point that mostly Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's associates follow the mood of servitorship. We do get exceptions like Jagadananda Pandit. So why is it that a personality like that doesn't give up his Vrindavan mood, in spite of the fact that so many people around Chaitanya Mahaprabhu are following that mood of servitorship?
Jagadananda Pandit is a devotee in the Shakti Tattva category. There's, of course, within the Pancha Tattva, there's five tattvas. The Supreme Personality of Godhead, then his Vaibhav expansion, Lord Nityananda, who is equally the Supreme Personality of Godhead, then his further expansion, who is Amsa, who is the avatar tattva, Advaita Acharya, who is less potent, and that is why Advaita Acharya had to worship Lord Chaitanya, because Advaita Acharya is Vishnu. He can give liberation, but he cannot give Raja Prem, that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And then you get Gadadhar. And Gadadhar is Shakti Tattva. So there are many devotees in the Shakti Tattva category. And many of the internal, or the eternal associates of the Lord, such as Nanda and Yasoda, or such as Satyabhama, they are, who is a queen in Dwarka, they are in that category of Shakti Tattva. So Jagadananda Pandit was such a devotee in that mood of Shakti Tattva. So then Jagadananda kept some of that mood of Satyabhama, as we see. And when Jagadananda didn't care about Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's sannyas, and brought him scented oil. Just like the other day, someone gave me aftershave. what are you wearing aftershave for? Sannyasis don't wear aftershave. Forget it. Because because Chaitanya Mahaprabhu did not accept scented oil from Jagadananda. And then but he said, well, this is not a gift suitable for a sannyasi. And it came in earthen pots. And he said, but this would be very nice to offer to Lord Jagannath, and it can be burned in the lamps of the Lord. In that way, we can engage it nicely in the service. So Jagannath took it back and just took those pots of oil in the courtyards of the house, smashed them on the ground, making a lot of noise and a total mess. And when, you know, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu inquired what happened, then Jagannath said, there was no oil. And then he fasted. He fasted. Yeah. So, you know, like, for a long time, eventually, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu had this sort of, like, well, you know, say that he sent a message that he wanted Jagadananda to cook for him. So then Jagadananda cooked for Lord Chaitanya, and then Lord Chaitanya gave him the remnants. So how can you fast when there's the remnants of the Lord? I mean, that's an opportunity, you can never let it go. So Jagadananda then, okay, then he started fasting and he ate, you know, those remnants of Mahaprabhu. So in that way, by trick, Lord Chaitanya broke that anger. So the Shakti Tattva category is interesting. Lord Chaitanya expands himself, or the Supreme Lord Krishna expands himself and into Srimati Radharani, right? Then from Lord Krishna come all these Ete Chamsa Kala Punsa Krishna Subhagavan Swayam, comes the Amsa and the Kalas, or the portion, the plenary portions and the portions of the plenary portions, right? Or the avatars, you know, Leela avatars, Guna avatars, so many avatars, and then the and then you get the Kala. That means the jivas, the who are empowered and so on. So in this way, from Krishna, so many expansions. And then Radharani also. Just as there's Mahavishnu, there's Mahalakshmi. And from Mahalakshmi comes so many forms. So Srimati Radhe. Whenever there's a transformation of the male form of Vishnu, then Radharani also transforms with it and remains the consort. Even Yata Nadi Vikara Vishesa Yogat, even when Lord Vishnu transforms into Lord Shiva, then Radharani also transforms into Parvati. So in this way, the origin of Parvati is Radharani, ultimately. So we see like that. So these devotees who are in Shakti Tattva category are the eternal associates. They are the Ragatmika Bhaktas. And we can be Raganuka Bhaktas. The Ragatmika Bhaktas are the eternal associates of the Lord who are showing the perfect transcendental examples, and we are the followers, the Raganukas, following those who serve the Lord in Rag with attachment, with deep loving attachment. That's how it works.
I heard that after that incident of breaking the pots of sandalwood oil, that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu told about a pandit that there's a particular kind of chuck, and it's got to be cooked by a cook who's angry, otherwise the full taste.
He heard that there's a particular type of sack which has to be cooked by a cook who's angry, otherwise it doesn't taste.
Is that true?
I don't know. It's always something. I hear it for the first time. Nice. Add a little spice to the situation. Anyone?
Marshall, when you're saying that with preaching, we should engage people, because maybe we create a Yata Sukriti rather than trying to convince them. But then I go back to that quote that Prabhupada said, preaching means results. And if there's a Gyata Sukriti that's most about preaching, we won't necessarily see the results.
Well, there are results, you know. It's not that my statement was a black and white statement. Oh, we should not try to convince anybody. We should only engage in Gyata Sukriti, and anybody who tries from now on to convince anybody will be shot. This is totally forbidden. Not like that, you know. I mean, it's like, you gotta be so careful what you say. No, but we do both. We try to convince people, but when people cannot be convinced, Agyata Sukriti, and along with trying to convince people, Agyata Sukriti, and things go hand in hand, and then for the general public, first lots of Agyata Sukriti. That's why, ching ching boom, ching ching boom, the Harinam comes down the road, you know, or, there they go. A lot of it is Agyata Sukriti, right? People don't know what they're doing.
I mean, hocus pocus, hari hari. Hari, hey, hari.
They don't know. It's all Agyata Sukriti. And then, but then comes this zoofing little man on a bicycle and puts a book into their hands, and then they can actually become convinced by the philosophy. So soon, that's why the book distribution is important. It has to. Harinam alone is not the process that Srila Bhakti Siddhanta designed for the world. That had to be followed by book distribution. So you're lucky that you got this little guy on the bike. Otherwise, it would be incomplete. Yes.
Anyone can serve Lord Nityananda, you know, he's like looking for that like tiny little spark in
yeah.
a person's heart. And you know, like, you know, previously in one of your previous classes, you know, you said, you know, you met some person and you're thinking that, you know, is really everyone a devotee?
Well, that's my mind was getting my mind was saying.
Yeah, so, you know, like, I mean, often I find myself, you know, in a situation, you know, and like I look at things and I'm like, really, can I really like see a devotee here?
Yeah.
Like, you know, and I don't know how to
we have to become very broad-minded. Lord Nityananda is very broad-minded. See, I mean, everyone is a little narrow-minded, you know. It's like, these people are like suitable people to sort of, you know, those ones, you know, you don't want to know them, you know. Yeah. So that narrow-mindedness, that one has to become very broad-minded. Very broad-minded. Yeah. Yeah, just like, you know, one time we went to the prostitutes. And it was the first time for me. But we went, and we entered this house, and there were lights flashing on the door. And then we rang the doorbell, and I was a bit scared. And I felt some sort of my heart sort of beating in my throat. And then the door opened, and then there was this girl with a purple blouse with a split to the navel and silver hot pants. And she goes, "Hi, guys. Come in." We went in, and then we walked down the corridor and came into a lounge. There was a whole bunch of them. "Hi, guys." I was like sweating. We were selling paintings. So I swallowed and said, "Well, good day, girls."
as we'll say in Australian, g'day girls. We're showing them around some paintings today. Would you like to have a look? Yeah. And they go, I'm like, oh, salesman.
So, anyway, but some were interested, so we're showing them the paintings, not a tip. And you go to a whole, we open the roll, and then you have a stack. And if somebody likes one, you put it aside. Right? And they like another one, you put it aside. And in the end, you have a whole stack that they like. And you try to sell the whole stack to them. So, you know, the girl said, yes. Oh, yes, we really like the paintings, yes. But we don't have any money. They said, but we can work something out, guys. Said, no, no. The boss is not going to like that. No. So now he wants money. So I said, okay, well, that's no problem. But then you have to wait. And that night, we sat there the whole night. And the girls were working for us. They bought our whole roll of paintings. And we spent the whole night with these prostitutes, which I would never do again, spend a night with prostitutes, but we did. And started talking with them, you know. And they were actually lonely girls, right? And just by associating, you know, like, with us, they sort of found some comfort, actually, because, you know, we were not exploiting them, whereas everyone else was exploiting them, and we were not exploiting them, and they really responded to that. That they, you know, they instinctively responded to that. That like here are these people, they're not exploiting us, and that's why they bought all our paintings, all of them. And we just walked out with lots of money, but you know, also, phew. Also, I thought to myself, I'm not going to do that again. But when you see Lord Nityananda in the liquor store, then, you know, don't think that Lord Nityananda is into liquor. Lord Nityananda is there to someone or other give the mercy to anyone and everyone. Yeah. So even such places. So one has to be very broad-minded for that. Very broad-minded. Some people may criticize, oh God, I mean, this is not appropriate, you know, saying, like, yeah, the Swami went to the prostitutes, oh God, what kind of Swami is that? It's a little inappropriate. Then we are narrow-minded. That's not the mood of nature, no. He's broad-minded. Anyone, give them. And without that, this movement will never spread. If you stay narrow-minded, we'll be a little club, you know, the International Club for Krishna Consciousness. Ding, ding, ding. Are you a member? Yes, it has to be approved by the committee before you can. You know, get your membership. And stamped in. You have to have a badge also. Okay, finished. Thank you very much. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita ki jai. Itai bhavati nam. Namaste 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 nam